Hello, Ruby Bridges community. I am here with Devin Yee. Devin, what is your official title for student council?
I am the president of the school.
You're the president of the school?
Student council president. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Not the president of the whole school. We would have a problem if I was the principal and you were the president. Imagine that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, Mr. Woodward, here's what I need you to do.
You'd boss me around.
You'd be the boss of everybody.
Yes.
Wow. No, he is not the president of school. He's president of the student council. And my friend Ben here
is the commissioner of spirit for student council.
The commissioner of spirit. So his job is to really help us build our brand here at school and have fun. So could one of you two tell me what we are working on today?
We are working on the prizes for the star card drawing on Friday.
What happens on Fridays?
So you insert like these star cards into your envelope.
I'm gonna interrupt you. How do you get a star card, Ben?
You get a star card by doing good deeds in this school, like walking quietly during a hallway, or get one in class.
By doing what?
By doing like working together, maybe with someone.
Great. Or helping somebody up.
So then you get your star card, and some of you guys actually have star stars in your classroom, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what do you do in your class? Like, describe that to me.
We are allowed to buy, like, maybe, like, pencil cases, erasers, football erasers.
Cool. Are they big things?
Erasers. No. Yeah, like, sometimes in our class, Miss Y lets us buy, like, earbuds.
Oh.
Yes, we also do that in our class, too.
Oh. That's pretty cool. But for the most part, they're not hugely expensive things,
huge,
right? They're just like
5-star cards, 10-star cards.
They're like fun, 15, right?
Yeah.
They're just like fun.
15
and then each class collects their star cards for the week or whatever, and then you were saying...
that there's like an envelope in your class, and you can put star cards in there. And then every Friday, there's like in the lunchroom, the teachers draw star cards.
How many per class?
Three, I think?
Two, three, something like that. And then what happens with those kids?
If you get picked.
Four?
Like, if you get picked, you can choose a prize that they have.
And so today, I was working with Ben and Devin to figure out what were those prizes. What kinds of stuff did they want here in our school-wide star store? And I think we came up with some good stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
So, like, the first thing we came up with was Hot Wheels.
Wheels cars, which would be neat. I'm trying to find things that aren't too expensive, but are still fun.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels cars, we also came up with...
like a dollar.
Yeah, little DIY art projects, which are neat. And then we also thought maybe some Ruby Bridges themed stuff, like maybe...
pencils.
Like pencils would be fun.
Erasers.
Huge deal? Big deal? No.
No.
Just fun. But we also thought where I actually didn't plan on it going this way, but was the coming up with things that were free, just like time.
Oh, yeah.
Like what? Like, Ben, you remember anything that was going to be for free that we could do?
The free time on the Chromebooks.
Yeah, free time on Chromebooks. Maybe this one was
20 minutes taking your shoes off.
Which I take my shoes off at home, not at school.
Me too.
But I would walk around here with my shoes off, I guess, if people... told me I could. 20 minutes with your shoes off. I thought that was fun.
20 minutes with lunch with Mr. Woodward.
Lunch with me, maybe extra recess, that kind of stuff. Super fun. And then we said, okay, now let's take it up to another level. Take it up a notch. And we said, all right, at the end of the day on Friday, we take all the star cards that have been turned in and we dump them into this big bucket and we're just collecting all the star cards that we've had all year long. And at some point, we're gonna fill up,
and then we're gonna
our
get
big bucket.
And then we're gonna get a big prize.
And then we're gonna get a big school-wide prize when we fill up our bucket. So, drum roll. Does anybody remember what the big prize was? What are we gonna call it? What are we gonna try?
The big prize is gonna be the gigantic spin wheel.
The spin wheel of
fun. The fun wheel.
I was gonna say the spin wheel of torture, but that's
the fun wheel.
The fun wheel. The star.
Or the movie. Bridges wheel, or
we need to come up with a name.
Star wheel.
The star wheel. And it's gonna look like a star because it's gonna have all these things. How many prizes did we think we could come up with? Maybe
eight.
And then we're gonna spin the wheel, And it's going to like click, 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 like it's going to go.
Whatever it lands on, that's what we're going to do.
Cool. What were some of the ideas?
Mr. Longhome was going to wear a dog tie and Mr. Woodward.
I don't know if everybody knows why that's funny. Why is that funny?
Because Mr. Longhome loves cats.
He loves cats. He's a cat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to make him wear a dog tie because.
Because that's funny.
It's
yeah.
Just,
it's just it. If you knew Mr. Longhome, you'd think it was funny.
And one of them is Mr. Woodward has to dye his hair red.
Wow.
Because that's the Ruby Bridges color.
Let's go. Like, I said, I'm in. I'll do it. Permanent red or just for a day?
For a day.
Like not the permanent or it's just those day things where you can wash out.
Okay. Because like, if it was going to go permanent, I'd have to bleach my hair.
Yeah.
And then.
That's going to take a long time.
That's going to take a long time. And then when the red finally wears off, I'm going to have bleached. It's going to look terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all year.
And one of them is a whole movie day.
A movie day. And maybe we could make one really skinny prize that's really, really hard to get.
That's
a really big deal.
PE day? Or
okay, PE day all day long. Wow. Wow.
Chromebook day.
I think we're gonna have to think about it. Anyway, Ruby Bridges community, that's our plan. I hope you're down with it. Really fun lunch today with these two guys, and I really want to say thank you to Ben and Devin for giving me a little perspective on the ideas and thoughts of a 10 and 11 year old.
10.
A lot going on up in this head of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart kids. All right, bye guys.
Bye.